This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. American seniors aged 65 and older should get an additional dose of the latest COVID-19 vaccine this spring, the CDC says. Older adults and those with weakened immune systems because of illness or medications benefit the most from a spring dose of the vaccine, the agency says. The spring shot would be a second dose of the most recent iteration of the Pfizer-BioNTech, Moderna, or Novavax vaccines introduced last fall. People who are immunocompromised are automatically eligible for additional doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Adults aged 65 and older accounted for two-thirds of all hospitalizations related to COVID from last October through January of this year. Those aged 75 and older accounted for nearly half of all hospitalizations from COVID. The latest vaccines have an effectiveness of about 40% to 50% against symptomatic infection or hospitalization. Dr. Camille Cotton, a physician at Massachusetts General Hospital and a member of the CDC advisory panel, said, "Given the risk of severe, even life-threatening disease, I would encourage those who are moderately to severely immunocompromised to take the opportunity for another COVID-19 vaccine dose." The U.S. Department of Agriculture conducted its regular five-year census of agriculture, spanning more than 6 million data points about America's farms and ranches and the people who operate them down to the county level. The information collected directly from producers shows a decrease in the total number of Montana farms, but an increase in the number of new and beginning producers, people operating 10 or fewer years on any farm, and young people under the age of 35 farming in Montana, although the average age of a Montana farmer or rancher is older, at 59 years old. And there are more women farming and ranching in Montana. 40% are female producers, and 67% of all Montana farms have at least one female decision maker. The National Agricultural Statistics Service conducts the survey. Data from Montana farms and ranches from the 2022 survey include the new production of hemp, precision agriculture, and much greater rural internet access. The survey reported more than 24,000 farms and ranches in Montana on 57.6 million acres, with family-owned and operated farms accounting for 93% of all Montana farms. Increased production from Montana farms and ranches earned $4.54 billion, most from crop sales of grain, oilseed, dry beans, and dry peas, including an increase in cattle production, too. Montana farms and ranches also saw an increase in rural internet access. 83% of Montana farms have internet, many benefiting from President Biden's Rural Internet Initiative. And more than 2,500 Montana farms and ranches use renewable energy. Nearly all, 85%, with renewable energy systems, use solar panels. The five-year agricultural survey was first conducted in 1840 in conjunction with the nationwide decennial census. The Census of Agriculture remains the most comprehensive agricultural data for every state and county in the nation. Data from the survey is online at nass.usda.gov. Game wardens with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks are investigating the suspected poaching of a wolf in late January near Gardner, just outside Yellowstone National Park. The wolf was found dead in late January near Mole Heron and Cinnabar Creek. Game wardens suspect that the wolf was killed illegally or poached around noon on January 27th. The area where the wolf was killed is inside Wolf Management Unit 313, which has a quota of 6 wolves allowed to be lawfully killed each season. That quota was met last December 27th, a month before the poaching incident. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks asks anyone with information about the wolf poaching to submit tips online or to call the reporting hotline at 1-800-TIP-MONT. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.